Upstate New York Army veteran Ryan Wilcox is 29, easygoing, with a big sandy beard. You can't tell that underneath his khakis, Wilcox is wearing a prosthetic, that his leg was amputated below the knee because of complications from a gunshot wound he got in Iraq in 2008, or that walking, like he's doing now, is hard, and so most of the time, he uses a wheelchair.
I don't know how many times I've gone outside and bashed my knuckles on the doorframe.
He can't get up the stairs.
Puts weird pressure on my stump.
And one of the trickiest rooms to get in and out of is the bathroom.
I have to wheel the door and hop in, which is bad for my hips and my, you know, my knee that I have on my good leg.
These logistical challenges make it hard for Wilcox to do the stuff that matters, tucking his kids in at night, doing chores without help, even fitting through the doorways to go outside. And that's why the national nonprofit Homes for Our Troops is building Wilcox and his family a new, fully accessible house. Tom Landermeyer is the organization's president.
A home is meant to be their forever home, so we put a lot into it up front, and it very much is a custom home that will reduce the amount of expenditures that they have for years going forward.
Some places, public spaces, businesses, multifamily apartment complexes, are required by law to be accessible, but private homes usually aren't. Disabled veterans looking for housing have some options. They can seek out accessible houses already built in their community. They can apply to the VA for grants that will help them retrofit their existing house or build a new one. The VA estimates there are 4,600 veterans currently applying for its adaptive housing grants. The biggest grant, it's called the SAH grant, caps out at just over $81,000. To qualify, you have to have sustained certain severe injuries during your service. The VA gives it to 30 people a year. And it's doled out in stages, which means the veteran has to front the initial investment and comply with strict architectural rules. Susan Prokop is Senior Associate Advocacy Director at Paralyzed Veterans of America. She says that process can get complicated.
It can sometimes be a bureaucratic morass when the VA has to approve the renovation, the modification. The veteran and the contractor are waiting on the VA to come and approve it and then release the funds.
Homes for Our Troops tries to make that process easier by designing their houses to meet VA specifications and applying for those grants on veterans' behalf. The organization says their houses cost around $700,000 to build. They've got 95 underway, including a home for Ryan Wilcox. Construction is just starting and will get up to full speed this spring. Wilcox says he's really looking forward to living in a house that works for him.
The kids being on the same floor as me is going to be a huge benefit. But also simple stuff like the doorway, the widths.
Being able to get around his house means Wilcox can start to imagine life beyond it, going back to school, back to work. Those milestones, they'll be accessible again. I'm Sarah Harris.